Currently, there are about 1,760 applicants on the wait list for a Wisconsin virtual school, compared to 1,400 last year. That's a 25% increase, something that Julie Thompson says can't be ignored. She and others with the Wisconsin Coalition of Virtual School Families want the state-imposed enrollment cap of 5,250 students lifted to make things easier. Thompson explains that waitlisted students can open enroll with up to 3 virtual schools. If and when their number comes up, they'll either choose one or opt out, a process that can linger all summer.
So the individual schools have no idea how many of these students are going to come off the waiting list, how many of them are going to choose their school until, in fact, their number does come up off the waiting list. Last year, there were students still at the end of July coming off the waiting list and saying, okay, yes, I do want to go to your school. Now the schools have to make sure they have enough staff. They have to get materials shipped. It's a huge headache for everyone involved.
Thompson says the enrollment limit filled up fast this year, half of it with returning students. A random lottery system offered up the remaining spots to nearly 2,400 students.
There were families where one child got in and another child's on the waiting list.
Those offered enrollment must decide by the end of this week whether they'll attend a virtual charter school. Otherwise, that opening goes to someone on the wait list. The enrollment cap was part of a legislative deal that legalized virtual schools in the state 2 years ago. State Senator Luther Olson says he's drafting a bill to lift the cap. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.